Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. Coming down out of the low orbit, we are going to take in the expansive planet surface that is Planet Rick. And, of course, our tour guide while we are here will be Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and all the other stuff that Rick does. How you doing?
Hey, man, I am great. I have a question for you. On this beautiful, gorgeous day here in Detroit, Michigan, how are you doing?
How am I doing? Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I'm good. We don't have any of the, well, we have a little Antifa activity around here, but, I mean, it's quite tame, probably, compared to what you get to see. And I know you guys keep doing, I talked to Michael Lynn today, and I think there was there another demonstration at in Lansing here recently, or was I getting that wrong?
Well, I know that they're into, you know, the ongoing daily demonstrations. They've been having them for a while now, and there are some things that they're rallying for and against. And, you know, some of them I'm actually sympathetic to. Some of them, you know, well, I disagree completely, you know. But that's the great thing about this country, man, is that if you have a certain opinion, if you believe in certain things, and you have the right to assemble, you have the freedom of speech, and you have the right to give voice to how you feel about those things. And I will support your right to do whatever or say whatever you want, so long as you do not start engaging in violence and rioting. You know, I know I've said this on your show before, man, but I totally believe that. You know, I will fight for your right for something I find completely objectionable, you know, but you know what? If only because of the positions I take on a lot of subjects, I wouldn't want someone to unjustifiably silence me.
Well, I mean, you know, when I joined the military, I went out there and I didn't get out there and say, "Hey, I'm only going to defend the conservatives,"
right?
Or the white people, or you know, I went out there and I defended the Constitution and the country and the people, and so that's always been my thing. And if you know, if somebody has some sort of a grievance and they want to get out there and hold a sign and chant and try to cause peaceful change, I get that. Now, if they want to start burning things down and rioting and hurting people, innocent people that, you know, are just happening to exist around them, well, okay, that's where I draw my line.
Yeah, and I think it's reasonable, you know. When you have so many people, you're going to have a lot of varying points of view, man, and we're not going to agree on everything.
Right.
And, you know, even the founding fathers, when they, you know, they wrote the Constitution, they say, well, hey, these are the things that we feel are most important and we feel very strongly about them. But you know what? We can't foresee every single thing. But if you ever think that there's something we wrote here that needs to be repealed, we're going to give you a process to repeal it. Now, we're going to set the bar really high to ensure that just about everyone, like 2/3 of the state, actually agrees that this is what we comes in when you start engaging in activities to do an end around that process where you're trying to, you know, outlaw certain things without going through the process. And of course, my pet subject is always guns and gun rights, which obviously backs up the First Amendment. You know?
Yeah. So it backs them all.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Backs them all.
I totally get it, man. And, you know what? Always a supporter of peaceful protest, man. And so, listening to you now, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show the other day, but I'm glad to see that Mr. Lynn got to get back on the show, man. I'm sure he
Well, he wasn't back on the show. He will be back on the show. He wasn't back on the show today. I just called him because I hadn't spoken to him in a while, and I find him to be quite an admirable young fella. So,
oh, well, good. That's good, man. And I'm connected to him on social media, man, and I'm checking out his pages and his updates, you know. And, of course, I'm very happy that he was part of the rally that we did at the Capitol going back on the 28th of last month. You know, it was good to finally meet this gentleman who's making all these waves in the media and everyone's covering him. And, you know, hey, we're in the same state. You know, why shouldn't we meet? And
why not?
Good guy, man. Good guy. I like talking to him, and he's a good guy.
Anybody have video of that? Because, you know, if they don't have that, it didn't happen.
Right. I need to get that copywritten, man. Because, like, I tell everybody, man, if you want to brag about something, you want to say that you did something that was truly, you know, inspiring and noteworthy, if you don't have proof, you don't have pictures, you don't have a recording, in this day and age, in 2020, it did not happen. You know, there are things that you wouldn't want to be published and to be photographed or recorded. And you know what? Just by happenstance, it will be. You know, and it might even be broadcast on the internet. There's no excuse for not having proof.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. But
especially with these cell phones, man. Who would imagine these little devices, man? Not only can you record your conversations, but, you know, they also record where you're trying to go from where you are. Of course, there's a flip side to that. You know, the government can figure out where you are and where you're going to. You know? So there's never anything that's positive in of itself, man. There's always at least one offsetting negative, I say.
I understand. So we're coming up on the first break. What are we going to be talking about in the world of Planet Rick today?
Oh, man, I have, you know, in the spirit of the times in which we find ourselves, man, and you know what? Looking at what's happening on planet Earth, you know, I'm seeing, you know, protests. And like we just said a few moments ago, I just was part of a rally that I myself coordinated and got a lot of people to back the cause that I was pushing. You know, and there are other people that are pushing causes that they believe in. And a lot of times, you know, people get emotional and, you know, things get a little heated, and sometimes things get out of hand. So I thought this would be an interesting subject, how to prepare for a riot, right? How to survive a riot. Now, you know, no one, I think, well, no rational, sane, law-abiding person ever wants to go to a riot, but, man, what if you just happen to stumble into one? And we're going to talk about that, man. How exactly does a law-abiding citizen actually end up in a riot, and what things should they keep in mind should they find themselves in the midst of one?
That's good stuff. That's quite timely, the topic there, young fella. I do appreciate that. We're for those of you out there, Rick does a plethora of media stuff. I mean, he does so much media stuff, it's hard to keep. I don't know how many times he's been on TV. I don't know. You don't either, do you? But you don't know how many times you've been on TV.
Oh, man, it's such a lot. It's a lot.
Over 2,000 videos on YouTube. He's the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. Sometime later on this year, he's going to train 1,000 women for free how to shoot a pistol.
That is my goal, man.
This is Rick. This is Rick. We'll be right back on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
SEZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. We are speaking with Rick Echter from Planet Rick, Rick's Firearms Academy, you know, legally armed in Detroit, all the stuff. So what are we talking about again? I'm so busy selling you that I can't remember what you told me.
Man,
oh, about riots. Riots, okay.
A riot, man. How to prepare for and or survive a riot. And I know the title of it seems rather interesting. Like, how do you prepare for a riot? Or why in the world would you prepare for a riot? No, I'm not saying that you prepare for a riot because that means that you know that there's a riot that's going to be there. I'm talking about the case where you're going to an event and all of a sudden, lo and behold, there is the beginnings of the starting of or an actual riot occurring. You know what? People like to use a lot of superlatives when they talk, man. So let's go to first principles. Let me ask you, Mr. Frady, what in your words, what, or shall I say, how would you define a riot as opposed to a group of energetic, enthusiastic, full of vigor demonstrators?
Well, I mean, with a riot, they probably don't have any signs. They might have a crowbar, some spray cans. In the case of Antifa, they're all dressed up like ninjas. Their faces are hidden in black block, and they're running around kicking things and, you know, swarming over people. Whereas a demonstration would just have a bunch of people in the middle of the street trying to move slowly with signs and chanting.
Good effective decision definition that works for me, man. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, in my opinion, it speaks to the objective of the event. If you're merely gathering people, and you know, a movement or a statement is always going to be described in terms of the number of people that actually attend, right? A small event is not going to have the cachet of a huge event, so you always want big numbers. Big numbers mean that there's more people, more support, and that your cause is actually worth looking at, if not actually adopting, man. Because I've been to a lot of rallies, man. And you know what? I am glad that I have, as of today, I have not attended a riot. But, you know, as I look out as to what's happening, I want to make sure that I never do attend a riot, or if I do attend an event that has the makings of a riot, that I can, like, understand what I'm seeing and take appropriate action and leave, man.
Right. Well, that's the thing about a riot. You got to have an exit. Got to plan on an exit. Got to be looking for an exit if it comes.
Yeah. So you know, my rule is never intentionally attend one. You know, and. Well, gee, Rick, how do you know that someone's inviting you to a riot? Easy. I'm saying look for the signs, man. It's like the old duck test. Have you ever heard of someone explain the duck test?
If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck?
Yes, it's probably a duck. Exactly.
Yeah.
So with regards to, you know, riots and or the beginnings of a riot, yeah, I'm looking for things that people would typically associate with a riot, man. And I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I've been doing some research on it in terms of the things that distinguish, you know, a riot or the beginnings of a riot, right? So I'm going to ask you, what are some of the things that if you attended a gathering of a lot of people, what are some things that might jump out you as a hint that you're at an event in which, man, it seems like a riot is probably going to happen, or that one may arise because of the environment or the things that are present during this gathering that a riot might break out?
Well, fire.
Yeah. Broken fire.
Yeah, broken, big broken windows in businesses.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of swarms on some individuals that might try to stand up to them before, you know, 50 or 60 of them surround them.
Yeah.
And just a true protest, a true demonstration, is actually quite an organized thing, right? Everybody's marching or standing, and they've got their signs, and they've got assigned speakers, whereas a riot is chaotic.
Right.
None of the players know what the other players are doing, except in the case of Antifa. I think they actually have adopted a bit of tactics here and there. But
Well, as I was thinking about this, I was like, well, what would it take to make Rick's so-called spidey senses start tingling that, hey, I might have stumbled upon a riot? One of the things that I would look for is inflammatory speech. And I don't want that to be confused with impassioned speech. I mean, anytime you give a speech, you definitely want to leave an impression upon your audience and let them feel your passion.
Right.
And to give them some sense of how important this topic is and how strongly you feel about it, man. But if someone starts speaking and they're talking about violence and burning stuff and turning things over, and they're making speech that is implying that folks should engage in it, you know what? You might want to start heading towards the exits, especially if they're explicitly calling for acts of violence, man. If you witness any acts of violence, you know, done by individuals or a bunch of individuals doing it in concert, that would tell me, hey, maybe they're actually trying to incite a violence. Or someone, like you mentioned, trying to explicitly destroy property, you know, cars, flipping cars, setting things on fire, chanting acts of violence. Yeah, those are very serious clues. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a very big, obvious clue. If you ever look around and you see law enforcement,
I tell you what,
reachable numbers wearing riot gear, you are probably in a bad area.
Yeah, you got a hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. And we'll continue on what to do in the case of finding yourself in a riot. Rick, of course, he is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, and the cruise director, Alan Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that President Trump's bid to rescind the DACA program was unlawful, dealing a blow to the president on a signature domestic policy issue. For now, those immigrants retain their protections from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Slightly fewer unemployment claims were filed last week than the week before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks.
This is USA Radio News. The attorney for a former Atlanta police officer facing a charge of felony murder in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks is telling Fox News that the district attorney made several false claims in his statements on Wednesday. Lance LaRusso, attorney for that officer, says,
Mr. Brooks was not running away. Mr. Brooks turned and offered extreme violence towards a uniformed law enforcement officer. If he was able to deploy the taser, it would incapacitate Officer Rolfe through his body armor, and at that point, if he decided to disarm another officer, he would be in possession of a firearm.
Former Officer Garrett Rolfe did turn himself into police. United Airlines says anyone who refuses to wear a mask on their flights will be placed on a restricted list and banned. The new policy takes effect on Thursday. The cases of anyone being banned will be reviewed. Other major airlines have required passengers to wear masks, but have not detailed any sanctions for those who refuse to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And I'm speaking to Rick Echter from Planet Rick. You know, one thing that as a gun, now you probably know a few gun dealers in Detroit, right?
Yeah, I know a few.
the ATF has started sending out bulletins when they think there's going to be riots in the area to let the gun dealers in that area where they think there's going to be riots, to let them know to, you know, if you have to take your guns out of the shop to keep them from being stolen in a riot, go ahead and do it, and we'll let that slide right now. That's, I think, a relatively new thing.
So there is a normal prohibition against taking your guns out of the shop every day?
Well, I mean, if the gun leaves the shop, you have to actually do some sort of 4473. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing they get. Whenever these guys get in trouble, it's either they don't have a gun they're supposed to have or a 4473 for that gun they're supposed to have if they check it in. But every gun that comes into the shop has got to be checked in and booked into the booked into their inventory.
Wow, that seems to be a lot of work. You know, it seems
a lot
like
of red
it's
tape.
Better to just leave it at the shop and hope no one attacks it.
No. Well, but that's kind of the thing. Like in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, a gun range was attacked, and the dude was upstairs, and four armed guys came in looking for him to kill him, okay, so they could steal his guns, and he had to kill one of the rioters. And the Philadelphia powers that be got out there and said, "We don't condone vigilanteism."
You know what? Not even surprised, man. Not even surprised. But here's here's the thing that I wanted to say when we were talking about right before we went to the last break.
Yes, sir.
Is that whenever there's an event that you're thinking about going to, rally, protest, however you want to characterize it, you know, take a look at who's actually sponsoring the event, either the name of the organization or the people who are associated with it. And let me tell you, in the age of the internet, very few things are a secret, man. And usually if there's a protest or rally, there's a person who's organizing it that has his name or, you know, his group associated with it. Google it. Do some Google searches and try to see if there's any connection with that individual or that group with any noted disturbances in the past. You know, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And that's a quote, and I can't even tell you who said it, but I believe that that is apt and that that is true. You know, the other thing I wanted to point out is that if you should ever find yourself in the beginnings of an uprising, you know, obviously you should never try to reason with a mob. I think that once things start to go left, man, I think that you start to need to exercise a strategy of extricating yourself from the area and not try to start having a big debate with someone.
Right.
Obviously, scouting the area, you know, looking for ways to get in and get out of there easily would be at the top of that list. But once you have made the determination that despite your best efforts, you are definitely in the beginnings of a riot, Bill, what are some things that you would start to do?
If I'm in the middle of a riot, well, first thing first is it's going to be the guns coming out.
Well, would you take it out right away, or would you wait until some imminent, immediate threat presented itself to you?
Well, the gun's going to come out because I'm going to be backing up, and I'm going to be trying to get between them and a wall, or them and my family. And the gun's going to come out as I'm trying to leave the area simply because I want them to forget about me as fast as they can. And I kind of think if the gun comes out, they're going to give me a wide skirt. You know, they don't want to, they don't want to, I hope they don't want to engage with a gun. So then I'm going to be looking for something out of their path, and then from there we're going to be making our way to wherever the vehicle is, and we're going to get in the vehicle, and then we're going to get in the vehicle, and if they make the mistake of trying to cut me off, then, well, the vehicle becomes a ramming tool, and I will be tapping the gas.
Okay. Sounds like you're making getting out of there your highest priority while negotiating, navigating your path by or past any obstacles as they arise. And you know what? That general sentiment, I truly agree with you, man. If I found myself in the middle of a demonstration or a public event, and all of a sudden things started to go left and things took a path towards violence and destruction of property. Yeah, I'm going to start looking for a means of getting myself out of that. And if I brought people with me, I hopefully, you know, I did a good job of keeping them close or nearby and I don't have to delay by running out and trying to find them and to bring them to us. You know what? It would have been nice if we had ever discussed, and you know what? These are like uncomfortable conversations, like, hey, we're going to this rally, but if things get weird, let's meet up here as soon as possible so that we can get together and leave together, right? Staying calm. That definitely would be the first thing that I would definitely recommend someone do. Media reports, you know, we have these fantastic communication devices on our cell phones, and sometimes we don't give them the credit that they deserve. Actually, going online with your cell phone in the local immediate area, whether it's a 24/7 news station or local TV station, starting to shape up. And one really huge sign that you're in a problem area is if you see a ton of cops actually show up in riot gear. You know? And the thing about cops in riot gear, man, is that we all have this instinctive belief, and we've been conditioned to think, hey, if there's danger, run towards the cops, right? Because the cops are there to protect and serve. But if you're in the middle of a melee, of an actual riot that's taking form,
run the other way.
Don't necessarily look like a innocent person who's coming for assistance. You look like one person in that mob that's unruly and doesn't know how to behave itself. You become part of the mob by association. So what I'm suggesting is that running to the police might not paint you as an innocent person coming to them for assistance.
Let me get you to hold on right there one more time as we take the last break of the hour. Talking to Rick Ector, we're trying to describe to you what I don't know if there's actually a best practice as far as what to do in the event of a riot, but there are some fundamentals. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector. We've been talking about a very trendy topic right now because of the times we're living in. What to do if you find yourself suddenly in a riot. And that may be sort of sudden, huh?
You know what? It can happen out of nowhere, actually. You know, especially if emotions and tensions are running high. And you get the right person, and I use the term right in quotation marks, you get the right person at the microphone who's making incendiary, inflammatory commentary on an emotional topic. You know, there's already emotions running high in the crowd, man. It literally would not take much for things to go sideways very quickly. So, yeah, I would always be conscious of keeping my finger on the pulse of things as they're going along, man. And, you know, you mentioned making your way to your car. And I'm glad you mentioned that because there are a couple of considerations I think that one should keep in mind with their vehicle. You know, hopefully you parked it in an area where you can easily get into your vehicle and move your vehicle out of whatever location, whether it's a structure or it's a parking lot, you know, get out to the main thoroughfare without being obstructed. But also, too, keep in mind that if you get into this vehicle and you suddenly make a right turn and all of a sudden there's a huge group of people in front of you, it probably would not be a good idea under those circumstances to slowly proceed forward and expect the people to part like the Red Sea and allow you to pass through. You know, it might just be wise to just turn around and find some alternate method to remove yourself from that area. I would say basically keep it moving, don't engage in anything that's getting between you and getting the heck out of there. And I would tell you, the last thing I would want you to do is to be trapped in your car, man, because you know what, I've never been in a flipped over car, and I really don't ever want to be in one. And another thing that I would caution one against is if the opportunity or the option presents itself, you know, avoid public transportation, man. Keep it moving. If you have to come back and get your car later in the evening or on the next day, you know, just safely make it out of that madness and come back and get your vehicle later. And I get the concerns people might have about potential vandalism, but that's not the biggest thing that we're concerned about. We're concerned about the safety of ourselves, our persons, and anyone who may be in our entourage.
With if you find yourself in a car, I've had Masada Yub on the show before, and I've asked him where you draw the line. If you're in the car and they're beating on the car, where you draw the line. And according to him, if they're beating the sheet metal, you should not engage. If they start trying to break the windows, then you can engage. He's actually defended people as a witness with that kind of stuff. I would imagine that also extends to them wanting to try to flip the car over.
You know, I personally don't have any firsthand experience with that. Hopefully I never have that. But you know what? When I listen to you recite the words of the great Masada Yub, it makes perfect sense. I mean, because if you're merely trapped in your car, and even though, I mean, people may be, you know, like damaging your car, you know, say bursting out, you know, your taillights or hitting on it, banging on it. Okay, I don't think that legally you got the grounds to, you know, start engaging in defensive tactics. But like you said, once that line, that threshold is crossed, and I believe you're telling me that the great Masada Yub said once they start breaking windows and trying to pull you out of the car, then it's a totally different ballgame.
Time to get hot and loud. Tell everybody to hold their breath, try to cover one ear.
You know, man, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've been seeing our share of these incidents play out on our nightly newscast, man. And I imagine most people who are watching the news and they're seeing it unfold on their TVs, they're thinking at least to themselves, oh my God, what would I do in that circumstance? And that was the thing that drove today's topic, man. You know, one, how can I even recognize that I'm in an environment that can turn deadly and I need to start making my way towards the exit? And two, if I took action too late, what can I do to facilitate me extricating myself and my loved ones the heck out of there before things get extremely violent?
Well, now, remember in Seattle when you saw that that kid that found that AR-15 in the cop's car, right? When the guard came up on him so fast and so sudden, he scared the living daylights out of the kid. The kid let go of the gun and started backing away and everything. The guard got the gun, cleared the gun, secured the gun. And I think that's why I say if all of a sudden I get surrounded by some people, guns coming out, and they're going to see that I, you know, I at least know how to hold one. And I hope that that puts them off of their stroke long enough to where I can beat a hasty retreat and get out of there.
You know, I hear what you're saying. You know, the only thing that I would wonder about is, would that be, you know, the equivalent of running away from an aggressive dog, you know? If you have an aggressive dog that's approaching you, and you're like, okay, I'm fearing for my life, let me run and try to get away from the dog, that might actually incite the chase instinct within the dog. Well, let's say people just start swarming around me or getting in my vicinity or coming my way. Would me all by myself with a mob, would that be effective to getting them to back down, or would it incite them to go forward? I'm not sure.
Well, but see, this is the thing. For you and me, right, we both have a lower threshold of imminent bodily harm and death, right?
Yeah, we have some physical issues going on. That's
right.
True.
So if we do have to do that, if they continue to pursue us, you know, they do that at their own peril with me. If I pull a gun on somebody and they keep coming forward and it's not a hostage situation, or not a hostage, not a riot situation, I'm going to start emptying the gun into them until they go down. If it's a riot situation where I have multiple targets, I'm going to be looking at, you know, I'm going to give them a little bit of room to come in because they're all jacked up and everything. I'm going to do everything I can to keep from shooting one of them. But if, you know, if there's one of them getting sort of tight on me, well, I tried to get out of here. I didn't have to. In my state, I don't have to. In your state, you probably don't have to. I tried to get out of there. I tried to extricate myself, and they were coming.
And, you know, like I tell, you know, a lot of people whenever I'm teaching a class, and, yes, I will be teaching my first CPL class this Sunday in, like, 3 months. You know, glad to get back at it. But as I'm going to be telling them this weekend, man, is that if you are ever forced to use lethal force in defense of yourself or some other third person, make sure that you remember that you are not to make any statements to the police unless and or with your attorney who is present. And if you don't have one, there are public defenders who are available with varying levels of expertise, skill, and track record, you know. But if you can afford it and swing it, you know, join one of these firms that offer a protection plan.
This would be a good time to be doing that. But we're running out of time. Tell everybody how they find you before we get out of here.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name, E-C-T-O-R. I can be found all over the place. I have my channel, Rick Ector, on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos designed to empower you, teach you, edify you, and educate you. And, of course, if you're looking for a concealed carry class, I'm teaching. I'm doing it. I'm back. Call me up. Let's make it happen.
Thanks for joining me tonight.
Hey, man, it's been a pleasure as always. Look forward to seeing you next Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there or be square.
There you go. We'll be right back. Coming up next, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.